Eating Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle de Tulas of ons gereeld kla oor Eskom en so en gesels oor Eskom op Explain Well, maar daar is eintlik maniere wat ons kan gebruik om ons elektrisiteitsverbruik te verminder.
Ja, so ons het die keer bietjie goeie nie, so nadat ons die laaste week of wat gepraat het oor die slim krag moontlikhede deesdae and the smart meters and what they can do, I came across a study done in Cape Town through Stellenbosch University using smart prepaid meters. Remember we were talking about the potential there.
Yeah, Chwane was saying they're going to install new smart meters and they're trialing some in Joburg, in Midrand and Sandton, which apparently they say will be able to switch off certain things in your house. So, you know, somebody can remotely just turn your geyser off and leave your lights on, which is, it's a strange thing to think about.
It's a very strange thing. And remember, we were looking at like, how would this work?
Yeah.
So the university actually studied through smart meter, the electricity usage in schools, and it could tell them exactly how much power is being used by light bulbs. And literally by just switching to LED light bulbs, they saved more than 30% on their electricity bill.
Getting away from fluorescent lights. That's actually very clever.
Yeah, and so I mean, a lot of consumers will say an LED bulb would cost more, that kind of thing, and you have to look at the specifications and your needs. But they changed all the light bulbs to LED bulbs. That alone, 30%, that's a significant reduction.
Yeah, I saw another thing saying, you know, it depends on what time of the day you use certain things will affect your tariffs and so on. So if you're running your washing machine and your tumble dryer and your oven during absolute peak times, it's obviously much worse for your budgets and for the power situation than it is at other times.
Yeah. What we've done actually that's definitely helped us is we have a heat pump, not a geyser, so that already took our electricity down, but we've put that heat pump on a timer so that daar nie die heeltyd vir warm water is nie. Like it is when we need it, it's hot, and when we don't need it, it's not.
Yeah, and so weirdly, as counterintuitive and uncomfortable as it feels, that's kind of what Eskom has in mind with these smart meters. So yes, the trial where the meter can remotely switch off certain appliances, that's in two suburbs at this stage. But the technology is being rolled out in the entire Tshwane. We just got confirmation from the city of Joburg that they are in the phases rolling out smart meters. And both those metros would then potentially be in the position where they could do that. And the rationale is exactly that if you can limit certain uses, you can this is what they mean with demand side reduction.
Yeah, I mean, because you hear things like, cool, turn your geyser off, then turn it on a couple of hours before you need it, which sounds fine in theory, but if I wake up in the morning at 5:30 or 6:00 and I need to shower then, I don't have 3 hours to wait for it, and I'm not going to get up at 2:00 in the morning to turn my geyser on. But if there were a thing that did it for you, different story.
En ek dink partykeer voel mens ook so oorweldig, want die probleem met die kragvoorsiening is so 'n groot probleem. Wat se verskil gaan my geyser nou maak? Maar ek dink hierdie studie help my beslis verstaan dat 'n relatiewe klein verandering kan al klaar in my begroting 'n verskil maak. En die nêrens anders nie. En as mens kollektief daai tipe veranderings begin maak, dan ja, dit kan help.
I must admit, my geyser just lives on, and it probably doesn't need to.
Dalk is dit iets wat jy moet eintlik soos ondersoek en instel, just to see if it can make a difference.
Maar dan moet ek dit self gaan doen, en afskakel en aanskakel, dan gaan ek vergeet, and then I want to go somewhere and the water's going to be cold, and you know.
You can do it, we believe in you.
Why do we have to be grown-ups? Why can't someone else do it?
The Drive with Robin Ross. Only on Jacaranda FM.